thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments, then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network, title Eric Bloomstrand, Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolfson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019, during or after the show. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or assist with any of your real estate needs. You can always check us out online as well at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. Check out our free publications on there. We're going to be having our Bricks report coming out soon. Whole bunch of information on what the market has done, where that might be going, and breaking it down city by city around the metro area as to some of the changes that we've seen. Also talking about some of the different changes in the different sectors out there. Follow us on our Facebook page. You can watch us record live on our now ever so sporadic recording schedule due to COVID. But you can check out our Facebook page at Bricks Twin Cities. You can see all sorts of different things that we have going on, as well as watch the radio show when we record it live, the videos that are on there. Eventually, we'll get the new studio and be back to recording on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
It will happen.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, so we have Chad Preby in studio with us. Thank you for coming in. Today, we're going to be talking about navigating the new market. Okay, we're in 2021, and we're seeing things that we have not seen in our real estate market in recent history.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And although we've seen fluctuations in the market like this before, when you're breaking down the data that's there, it's leading to a lot of uncertainty, and not in an uncertainty of, is it doom and gloom, but how hot is it going to get? How long should I wait if I'm a buyer, or how long should I wait if I'm a seller?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of in this unexpected marketplace that we're not normally in this time of year. I mean, we're staring down the beginning of January. That said, we do say the spring market typically starts in January, where our showing activity typically doubles in 1 month from right. where it was in December. But guess what? It doubled in December from where it was in November.
Early.
Right?
Yes.
So everything is about 30 days in advance. Now, you're not really going to see this if you're looking at sale price trends right now. But one of the calculations we talk about on our weekly Bricks Report videos and whatnot is the market meter. I know I've mentioned it on the show, but that is showing trends that should show the pricing increasing by the time these closings took place of the houses that went under contract back in that December timeline, because that showing activity was so strong. It went up dramatically, over 20% over the course of just a couple weeks.
Right. I remember recording that show with you, and when we saw that number, we're like, wow,
things are definitely moving.
Right.
So how did we get to where we are with this market that is the new market? Well, first off, and this threw me off, I did not expect to see this. So looking at last month's November's numbers as for inventory in the Twin Cities, we were at 1.3, 1.2 months supply of inventory. So that means if you stopped putting any new listings on the market, that's how long it would take for all the houses to sell.
Right.
I did not expect to see that drop more. I kind of... level is what I was thinking,
right?
But it went down to a 0.9. So it'd take less than a month for all the homes that are on the market to sell, theoretically.
Right.
But that is not normal for this time of year. Inventory starts to drop, but it's usually not that low. A 1.5 is typical for this time of year, not 0.9. So you have this really, really low inventory. Okay, so that's out there. But then you have interest rates.
Yeah.
Right? Now, interest rates are doing some interesting things here over the last couple days as we're watching, Georgia election results. And anytime there's an election there's sometimes uncertainty in rates.
Yeah, not to panic. I mean, rates are they're amazing, but we are seeing, you know, as a result of the election, we're seeing a little uptick in the market, but that's to be expected. So, you know, like you said, Kirk, one thing that jumped out to me was the uncertainty with people right now. And I think now that we have a new president and we're seeing the results from Georgia, and we have a vaccine with the coronavirus that seems to be working, we're going to start seeing some positive things, I believe, personally, starting to happen.
Positive. Yes, I'm going to agree with you there. There's going to be positive in, I think, the overall economy, things getting back.
Right.
But sometimes positive doesn't always positively affect the real estate market. Well, that's right.
Yeah,
depending on which side of the buying or selling process you're on.
Right.
Right. So as things stabilize, I would assume rates are going to go up.
I think we're going to see a little, you know, uptick in the rates. But again, we're in a situation where we've never seen rates as low as they are. So don't yes. forget that if we see a rate increase of a quarter, even a half a percent, we're still sitting in rate territory that we've never seen before.
You're gonna be hearing buyers complaining in the 6 months about rates being close back to 3, like, oh, they're high. They're getting high again.
Yeah. I had it happen yesterday. I quoted a 2.875, and it is what it is, because, you know, we've been seeing these rates, but the guy says, God, that's a little high.
2.875.
And we both chuckled. He was kind of kidding too, but, you know, it's kind of like, wow.
I did have somebody mention today on the phone, 2.75, and my first thing went through my head. I'm like, that jumped up a little bit.
Oh my God, panic. We better lock in, right?
So, right. I would expect as things maybe start to approach back to some normalcy that we may see rates move. And rates moving may actually slow the market, the buyers, a little bit. Kind of depends on when it happens, because a lot of buyers inject themselves into the market in the spring, but that also may be the time it's going back up.
Right.
It's possible too. I mean, with buyer fatigue out there, how that's all going to pan out, we'll definitely get into that in the second segment.
That's a good point.
As well. Kind of going back to that market meter, I sat down and I started punching in, because I really only actually came up with that market meter formula back in June or July of this year.
Fairly new.
You know, calculating the utilizing showings per listing plus the home affordability and inventory as well to kind of take all things into consideration as to how the market's moving. And it was really interesting to actually, I ran it back 2 years and to see, you know, what this last year did and how mm-hmm. that panned out in prices. I was really surprised to see that we were really last year in a fall approaching a buyer's market again.
It was rebounding.
Well, that it was getting to be a little more sane, and then, you know, flip that over on its head.
Coronavirus.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that really did it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, interest rates are historically low. I mean, looking where they currently are or were as of a week ago was down 25% over the same time last year, if you
right.
look at it.
Yeah.
And so the home affordability is in a really good spot out there. I want to touch on the different markets out there, because not all markets are experiencing the same thing. And as a buyer and seller out there, you want to make sure you know how your market is performing. And some of these things that I'm going to mention, these are going to be broad stroke statements. So don't assume this is exactly the case if you are in one of these sectors, because you do want to talk with a professional real estate agent or broker about what's happening in your marketplace. As always, happy to help answer any of those questions if you do have those. Okay, so the condo market did not have a great year overall. They kind of took a beating. I know we mentioned yep. that in the last show we did,
yep.
That it did not have a great year. Prices falling back, inventory skyrocketing. But single family, again, flip it over. I'm just absolute insane market out there.
Right.
As a lot of people started to have to work from home, needing that more elbow room. And this really spread into also like acreage properties, pools with or homes with pools, lakeshore, all of these kind of outdoor activity type housing really was the opposite of what the condo market did. Running out of time here in this segment, but I want to jump in and get into some of the opportunities, though, that are out there in this market, even though it's a very, very tight inventory. We're going to take a quick break. Again, always shoot us your question, 651-303-0019. We'll be right back.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 146-2493.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com. Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us, you can give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can text that number as well. Just make sure you mention that you're listening to us on either AM 950 or following us on Facebook or podcast to give a little context to maybe you're reaching
absolutely.
Out. Or you can reach out via email at support@brickstwincities.com.
Kirk, so did today, you mention the tools that you're providing on your website?
As far as the home searching tools, the publications, all of that. Yeah. I touched on the publications in the in the first segment in the intro. Yeah, also, I mean, follow what we're putting out on our Facebook page. Always trying to keep people up to date as to where the market is. Through our Bricks Twin Cities site, we have this market reports thing. If you want to get very narrowed in when talking about following the different sectors of the market, if you're using our search tools, I believe you can sign right up for the market reports for your specific neighborhood.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
And what's going on there. And so a really good tool to track how the market's moving. So today, we're talking about navigating the new market. We kind of talked about what that market was in the last segment, but I want to talk a bit in this segment about how do you get through that market, get through what we're going to experience, because my guess is it's not going to last a long time, this very extremely low interest rates and extremely low inventory.
Okay.
I do think that by summer, that may be early, that may be late, but summer of this coming year, that inventory is going to be starting to pick up as interest rates come up. You're not going to maybe have as many buyers in, and things are going to normalize a little bit. So if you are a seller out there, though, right now, wow, you could not ask for a better winter market into spring market that we have. Normally, we're giving the advice for people to hold off until around the end of the Super Bowl time. And that's right. When things really pick up in our real estate market. But again, ours picked up right after the election.
Right.
Right. So for a seller out there, we're kind of midway into this quote-unquote spring market that's out there.
Yeah, I would recommend if you're teeter-tottering on that decision, right now is the time to sell.
Yeah, or if nothing else, pick up the phone have the conversation of does this make sense? Because we do say if you wait until it's green, you're going to miss out on some green, right? We say that every year.
Right.
This year, it's even more so. That it's not just the snow melting.
Exactly.
Right. It's going to be piles of snow are going to bring in the piles of money, it seems like, for a seller out there, right? It's just multiple offers, extremely low inventory, but there's still a strategy to it.
Even on the flip side, though, if you're a buyer, you want to be prepared.
Yep. Absolutely. So talking about opportunities out there. It is the winter market. For somebody who is looking at that, we talked about acreage and how that kind of blew up in the summer market. If you are looking for acreage or lakeshore, winter's actually a good time to go look for that because a lot of people aren't. I know I have had buyers that have pulled themselves out of the market. I don't want to walk around with all the snow on the ground. Okay, that's one less buyer. And a lot of buyers think that way, right?
Yeah.
That here's an opportunity where other people aren't going to go look at that because that is a feature of the property because, the snow is detracting them. With satellite footage today and a lot of agents doing summer pictures and this, that, or the other thing, the information, you can pull up on Lake Finder for water clarity and all this jazz. You can do a lot of research up front, and if you can do that, you can put yourself in a position to maybe not have as much competition right now. So there's an opportunity, which is a hot sector that was moving along this summer that will probably pick right back up when things warm up, that you might be able to jump in to an opportunity out there. For condos, I know I've got my sister-in-law. I'm really trying to get her to jump on a condo right now. Because inventory is so high. They did take kind of a hard hit, but it's starting to drop. Inventory is coming down on condos. So as that comes down, the pricing adjustments are going to start to move back up.
Okay.
So there is an opportunity in the condo market out there as well, as well with houses with pools. Again, people like to see the cover off and look at it. If you're willing to just pull back the cover a little bit, look at the liner and see what you can see.
Right.
Is there a risk? You might have a bad liner. Yeah, there's a risk, but you might be able to get that house for 15, 20K less than you would during the summer. A liner's 4K.
Right.
So looking at some of those opportunities can be an option. Okay, so that's just kind of some of the sectors that you can find opportunities in. But there's also, for buyers, opportunities in properties that are not marketed correctly. We drill this point home on the show a lot, so I'm not going to spend much time. But look for the houses that don't have staging. Look for the houses that don't have the professional photography. Look for the ones that just came back onto the market because something happened.
Right.
It doesn't mean something bad happened. Maybe a person, you know, got furloughed. They couldn't close. So, yes, something bad happened for that buyer, but not something wrong with that
financing
house.
Financing fell through.
Right, financing fell through, right? That's not something wrong with the house. And sometimes I've seen houses fall apart on inspection and you see what the items were that were the problem, that were why they walked away, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's not a problem,
not
right?
It was a
cold feet.
Right.
So
yep.
Just because a house comes back onto the market doesn't mean there's something wrong with it.
Exactly.
You know? So there's a huge opportunity with those homes because it's the ones with the pretty photography, with the wide-angle lenses, with the staging that sell fast and sell in multiple offers, and people are going to put themselves in the risk of paying more than that home
top
may be
dollar.
Worth.
Right.
And that said, I'm not saying you don't make offers on those houses. Just be careful. Make sure that your agent is running that market analysis, making sure that they're looking at the automated appraisals and doing their due diligence.
Right.
On the flip side of that coin, we're talking about these opportunities, no staging, bad photography, homes coming back on the market. As a seller, you don't want to be in this position. You want your house to look good. You want that professional photography. There is ways to get around. If you have a house that does come back onto the market because something happened, you do a cancel relist. You put it out under a new MLS number. You don't let it build that stigma.
Right.
Right? So you want to make sure your agent has the strategies to get you the best price in a fast-moving market.
Good point.
Because we see spreads. It doesn't matter how hot or cold the market is, the spreads are still there between a well-marketed listing and a well-prepared agent and seller versus one that's not.
Okay.
Right.
That's a big deal. I know I've heard a few stories recently where the agent representing the seller is more of a little too laid back, where, well, your house is going to sell anyways. We don't need to spend so much time on the staging or the photos. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah, I can sell a Ferrari for $500 too.
Well, right. Well, exactly. So you're losing out on a huge percentage of the, you know, the pie there with the sale price. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to get the value out of the house.
As I've said before, I mean, anybody, my dog could sell a house. It's not selling the house. It's selling the house for the most money.
Right.
Right.
That's why you want to do your research on your agent. Right.
I mean, and there is a convenience factor. I'm the first one to understand. Yeah, you don't want to put yourself under a ton of stress, but just because of convenience, a good prepared agent can provide those services without putting you under a lot of stress and get you that money. So that's something you want to make sure that that you're aware of. For buyers out there, there are these different strategies as to help you win in multiple offers without necessarily being the highest price. We only have about a minute left, but it's that inspection guarantee, appraisal guarantee, escalation clauses we've talked about in the past. I'm not going to be able to fully dive into that, but again, we got the publications online, BricksTwinCities.com. It's free. Pull it. The Smart Home Buyer book is on there. It has those strategies in there that can help you win. I've had agents flat out say, if it wasn't for that, we would have gone with this higher offer.
How about that recasting option?
Oh, yeah. That can put you in a good position, too, to make it so you don't have to bid contingent. I know we're working
Correct.
On one right now with a client that can put you in a spot where you don't have to be contingent on a purchase. So you can leverage that as well. So you just want to make sure you're prepared, that you're planning. This market is going to be fast, moving quickly. For a seller, it's a great time to be out there. As a buyer, you know, be patient. That doesn't mean don't look, because you know, the only way to find the right house is to keep your eye out for the right house. So,
yeah, right.
You know, keep your eyes out there.
Because
I do think the market is going to ease up as we get into summer, get out of this hopefully crazy year and a half that we'll have been in. All right. So thank you, Chad, for joining me. We'll be back again next week. Take care. Be
Thanks,
safe.
Kirk.